You are now listening to the Master Jmehan Podcast. Episode 5, The Satanic Principles of Human Enslavement. If you have been ritualistically or scientifically abused, you should stop now and ask someone safe, whom you trust, to let them listen first, and then only listen in their company or if they deem it is safe for you. Some information might be triggering. If you are a minor, please consult your parents before continuing. This episode builds on the previous ones. Some podcast players, like some Beatles songs, play things in reverse. If yours does, you should start at episode 1 and get the most out of this information as it builds upon itself. Or you can follow Lucifer's first law and do what thou wilt. The breaking of a human soul takes an incredible amount of time and effort. Human mental fragmentation is only possible in the end because human beings are naturally designed to disassociate when circumstances beyond their control threaten their survival. We also call this trauma. When this trauma is set up against a mythos, it creates a new internal script on which to build a coven of lies. Of the various sects of the Brotherhood of Lucifer, the most prominent and dangerous today is the worldwide and highly organized Illuminati. Their number one goal since their inception in the 1700s has been to create a one-world government based on Mystery Babylon, but masked under the guise of Lady Zion, the symbolic name of the Bride of Christ, the promised bridegroom of Sinai.
What is at stake is more than one small country. It is a big idea, a new world order.
Now, this is where I was born. I was born in Kenya.
Unless we take the action necessary and we build in a greener, more sustainable, and more inclusive way, then we will end up having more and more pandemics and disasters from ever-accelerating global warming and climate change.
Wise leaders always put the good of their own country first. The future does not belong to globalists. The future belongs to patriots.
We will never let radical socialists destroy our economy, wreck our country.
Here in Israel, they're making this green passport where the population cannot get into theaters or malls or all sorts of things. They're creating a medical apartheid.
There would be an enormous economic collapse prior to the revealing. The stock market would destabilize. It would make the Great Depression look like Sunday school.
Using tried and true principles of ritualistic trauma, perfected over millennia, coupled with scientific and medical trauma perfected by the Nazis and brought to the United States after World War II by Prescott Sheldon Bush, the father of George Herbert Walker Bush, individuals and the public at large have been suffering under delusional psychosis, a fancy word for modern mythology, for generations. Since you and I, with the innocent Jews, have been subjected to some of this, let's understand it by stepping into the darkness, or as the Luciferians say, let's invoke Cymera. Illuminati children post-Hitler begin their programming at the moment of conception. Trauma is inflicted upon their mothers and the womb in which they are growing from the beginning. The Illuminati say that they can actually begin splitting a child's personality in the womb. They call this prenatal splitting. This is usually done between the 7th and 9th month of pregnancy. Techniques used include placing headphones on the mother's abdomen and playing loud, discordant music at excessively loud volumes, frequent and unnecessary ultrasounds, feeding the mother unpleasant or highly bitter foods continually, striking the mother's stomach, and electroshocking the womb. Premature birth is encouraged, especially if it is possible to force the baby to be born on an occult holiday. Astrology, horoscopes, and star charts are very important to them. The occult forecasts this in their version of song praise. You may remember from Bible camp that you were taught that Lucifer was a praise singer before his demonic fall. He uses songs and media to forecast, program, trigger, and announce his plans and reinforce his mythos, as warped as it is. Not being a god of life, he has no true creativity. He also pines for both the world before the flood and the world before Christianity. He does not enjoy faking himself in Christian circles, but does so frequently. Thus, John's warning about both dragons and wolves dressed up as sheep among the fold of Christ. He wants to return us to the day when he ruled Greece as Hillel and called his worshippers Hellenists, and when he ruled Sumer as their god Cimmera and called his worshippers Sumerians, Sumerians, Samaritans, and Chimerians. These connect to the tribe of Gomer and ultimately to Gog and Magog. Sadly, the pattern of naming your culture after Lucifer in one guise or another is rather ubiquitous in the ancient world. In a mockery of the heavens, as a sign to man from God, Cimmera, Hillel, Lucifer, taught mankind to watch the stars for knowledge. Since the birth of our Prince of Peace under the Star of Bethlehem, world leaders in all disciplines have been bred to be born on exact dates according to exact star charts. Children growing up inside their mother's temple, who are not cooperating by revealing themselves on the day chosen for them by their star chart or analyzed DNA, are traumatized by forced premature births. It's a warping of all the designs of God to create more trauma. When the gobbledygook is in the crystal liberation of the aquarium of the seventh house? What? It is a really catchy song, whatever it does or doesn't mean. I suppose drugs help. Do note, however, that the occultists say that the cycle is 2,160 years, starting on a June 21st, as that date is mystically the number 666. But, and remember that I told you this, it doesn't matter if it's Illuminati. What matters is that they believe it. Even nutjobs act on their beliefs, as nutty as they are. Hello, Charles Darwin. Again, Since the Creator God told Moses that the heavens were to be as signs, the occult believes they can use the stars to uncover God's secret plans and use them against him. This is pushed on the public as horoscopes and astrology. So who did they force birth in hopes of starting the cycle on June 21st? Look up the birthday of Prince William Saxe-Coburg and Gotha, but whose family was renamed Windsor post-Satanic High Feast Day 1917 to make them look less German. And then look into the ancient ritual around that date and how it is connected to sun worship. The song continues. Go and research how the pagan Sun King ties into Diana, the pagan goddess of the moon, and the occultic understanding of the mark of the beast, 666. Which, among other things, is how their view of John's warning of the satanic king, the false priest, and the idol?
Roll, Britannia, Britannia, rule the waves. Britons never, never, never shall be slaves.
Roll, Britannia, Britannia, rule the waves. Britons never, never, never shall be slaves.
Except that they are slaves, and so are we, particularly when it comes to maritime law. We will have more on this. It is deeply ponderous to note that William is being groomed to be both a king of a vast conquered worldwide empire and a priest as future head of the Church of England. Not even King Solomon was both king and priest. So what about an idol? Next time you go to the supermarket, count how many special edition magazines are at the checkout celebrating his mother Diana. She's been dead how long now? How many are about England's Queen Elizabeth II? How many magazines about Chucky the Turd, or the Third? There are even some on Prince Hairyless Butt. Why? We fought a revolution to be done with their nonsense. So why are they pushed on us constantly? In some states of America, the governors asked all the people to lower their American flags in Queen Elizabeth's honor. The same that stood at Francis Scott Key's Fort McHenry when our flag was still there? Some governors requested the Star Spangled Banner be lowered for a month. That's longer than we've lowered it for some past U.S. presidents. We will have more on this, as well as the occult plans for really sending Hairyless Butt to the United States, and why they are setting up the lie of his dislike by the crown in order to set us up to see him as one of us.
Rule, Britannia, Britannia, rule the waves.
But for now, remember that Lucifer is a schizophrenic. So the full answer is larger than this. But Satan lies to everyone, even to his own, and to Sun Kings and their Hairyless Butt brothers. Occultists are also really quick to mock those who are getting too close to what they don't want you to know. Had the world listened in the late 80s and early 90s to the victims trying to warn us, we would not be in their clutches today. But don't worry, the major news organizations and the internet truth forums they control, along with funny men like Church Lady, say there's nothing to worry about.
Someone like, oh, I don't know, could it be Satan?
Just be sure to paint your garage door color whatever Martha Stewart says is important this week.
Now, that's a good thing.
And renew your Disney season pass now before it goes up another $1,000. Or a hurricane blows it all away.
Oh, boy!
Once an occult child is born, another set of pre-planned trauma is inflicted. Often the baby is abandoned during the daytime and only visited at night to train him or her to love the darkness and to associate it with love and nurture and family. Some babies are even tortured during the daytime by strangers and then only allowed to see their parents at night or during occult ceremonies. Thus, familial love becomes ritual. See the Pavlovian philosophy? The goal is to create some very young alternative personalities at the base or core of the child. These are core splits who feel abandoned, rejected, unworthy of love, and invisible. These come to believe that they only have purpose at night when they are servicing the needs of the command of the family, or to use this pain later to change society. Another training that is installed is the concept that adults are inconsistent and unreliable. This teaches the child to embrace chaos, fear, and inner anxiety. It places them in a state of constant fear. Fear is necessary in the occult. It is their version of faith. Faith in godly circles leads men to action and is the basis of learning and reward in Christianity. Fear serves the same purpose in the societies of Lucifer. People can be programmed to act out of fear. Fear and inconsistency teach children that they are to act differently when acting for the occult than when they are in muggle society. By placing these concepts into a child as early as possible, they come to accept them as normal adult behavior. It further teaches them that it is natural to disassociate their lives and to create alter identities inside their mind to deal with it. Almost immediately after birth, Illuminati children are tested by trainers who are very adept at searching for useful innate qualities in the child. Today, they are gathering DNA for the same purpose. They assess how quickly a child can be put into a trance state. They will test its stimuli and tolerance to temperate and pain, how quick their reflexes and reaction times are. All of these are designed to encourage the child to trance out or disassociate from reality. All of these are fancy words for abuse. Disassociation is necessary in order to fragment the mind. If this can be accomplished before the child develops a normal ego state, the effect will be extremely difficult to undo. Today, they are also able to use DNA analysis for these same purposes. Some of the methods used on children include rectal probes, digital anal rape, electric shocks at low levels to the fingers, toes, and genitalia, cutting the genitalia in ritual circumstances for when they get older. Trainers watch for the child to go blank and limp or glossy in the face of continued trauma. All of this was improved, to use the word very loosely, by Nazi swine pig Joseph Mengele on his many victims in the labs at the German concentration camps of Hitler. After the war, he continued his experiments under the pseudonym of Dr. Green in California, according to his victims there.
It's not easy being green. Seems you blend in with so many other ordinary things. And people tend to pass you over. But why, I wonder? Why, I wonder?
When an occult child is around 15 months old, more fragmenting is intentionally done by having the parents as well as cult members abuse the infant more methodically. This is done by intermittent soothing and bonding with the infant, then shocking it on its fingers or toes. The infant may be dropped from great heights to a mat or mattresses and laughed at as they are there startled and terrified. It may be placed in a cage for periods of time or exposed to periods of isolation. Deprivation of food, water, and basic needs may begin later in this stage. All of these methods are done in order to create intentional disassociation in the infant. As the child approaches the second year, they will be taught the steps of discipline. The goal, of course, is to create a highly dissociative child, completely out of touch with their feelings and totally loyal to their abusers and the occult. While the exact order of these steps and how they are achieved do vary by coven, they do follow along the same lines in some fashion. We will have more on this. Back through the water curtain. The Lord has said that on the day of judgment, those who have injured children in abuse will wish that they had a heavy stone tied about their necks and that they were drowned in the deepest ocean rather than face Him. The ancients associated the oceans with the realm of the dead under the power of Lucifer. The stone tied about their necks is a millstone, the same that turns the useful wheat of the harvest into flour after it has been safely gathered to the barn. Follow the symbol here intelligently. Once the harvest is over, and those who can be redeemed will be, the heavy millstone of trial is no longer needed. Thus, it can be used to send the worst of the unrepentant, the child molesters, straight into the arms of their demon master. And so, since the Lord is coming, today is the day to repent and lay up your treasures in heaven. Because all the treasures of the earth are the Lord's anyway. Even the crown jewels will be taken from the Sun Prince. And that includes that really cool diamond. Fair use claim. We are claiming fair use for the items in this podcast in which we do not own the copyright. United States law allows us to use items copyrighted by others in this podcast without their permission in the manner that we have under fair use. American courts have ruled that using another's copyrighted items in this manner is crucial when commenting and illustrating subject matter. Otherwise, news and commentary in the public discourse would be hindered, which is a violation of our constitutional rights, including our freedom of speech and freedom of the press, etc. You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
Masters Mahon will continue.